Commuters in Washington, D.C. are scrambling for an alternative way to get to and from work today after the Washington subway was shut down for a full day so safety inspectors could check out the system's electrical cables after a fire on Monday at one of the stations. The Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, or WMATA, announced the decision yesterday, giving people very little time to plan for today's commute. Here's the Metro's CEO and general manager, Paul Wiedefeld, yesterday.
When I say safety is our highest priority, I mean it. That sometimes means making tough, unpopular decisions, and this is one of those for sure. I fully recognize the hardship this causes to the region and to the community.
Joining us now from Washington is Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter with WAMU, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Martin, what have inspectors found so far?
Well, about half of the inspections are done for these jumper cables that are inside the underground tunnels. Jumper cables keep electricity flowing to the trains when there are gaps in the third rail. And so far, Metro has found six areas that need to be replaced, and that work is ongoing. We expect a news conference later today where Metro is going to update us on the status of the entire 24-hour shutdown inspection regime and let us know if the system is going to reopen tomorrow. No indication yet as to whether it'll be closed again. It is possible that there might be some disruptions. We call it single tracking here. We have a two-track system, so if there's a problem on one track, both trains or trains in each direction have to share the other track, which causes extensive delays, you can imagine, in rush hour. So there could be some limited disruptions tomorrow.
Well, and what's it been like today to not have the Metro running? And was there any talk about waiting until the weekend to do what they're doing today so that it wouldn't have been quite as disruptive?
No, on your second question. And it's been another one of those weird days. We've had shutdowns before because of weather, and it's just very eerie. There's still the same number of people in the city, or except for those who aren't, you know, don't commute in for that day. I mean, still a big city, but it's just quiet. There's a lack of movement. When the Pope visited, a lot of people stayed home, and all the warnings about, you know, nightmare commutes didn't come to fruition. Same thing happened today. Now, I don't want to minimize for the people who were really inconvenienced. It was a difficulty for a lot of people to find an alternative mode today, whether that be paying for a cab or trying a bicycle for the first time. There were free rides on our Capital Bike Share system. But by and large, it was not a disaster. The traffic was a little bit heavier, but a lot of people stayed home. Now, federal workers were allowed telework or unscheduled leave. A lot of them did not drive. But, you know, we know from, you know, studying traffic that you don't need to remove all the cars or half the cars to improve throughput, right? You just, on the margins, if you get a certain number of cars off the road or for a transit system, certain number of people not cramming on the trains, everything seems to move a little bit smoother. It's not ideal. It's not how you would plan it, right? But we did survive today.
Well, and I remember in New York during Hurricane Sandy, they shut down the entire subway system, which, you know, people learned to figure out for a few days. In Boston last year, with all the snow that we got, they shut down the transit system and people learned to live with it, although it is difficult. And as you say, you know, a lot more people do end up getting out on the roads, which causes a whole other issue with traffic. But we'll keep following what's going on in Washington. Martin DeCaro from WAMU, the transportation reporter there, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Thanks for joining us.
Jeremy, good talking to you again.